This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
All the things that you do.
Oh, that's so romantic.
She's being sick.
Love to be Gwyneth, wouldn't you? Chris writes me a song like that.
Not massively, no.
Lovely.
To be honest.
No, that's what she was thinking.
Oh, right, okay.
And the bloke has thought, I'm going to do just that. Uh-huh. I'm going to make a song myself. And then they usually come up with something like we just played.
Yeah.
Right. Thing is, you don't have to be able to play the guitar or sing or anything now, because there is a company, there is a website that will do it for you.
Right.
Okay? For a small fee. It's called songforsomeone.com, and they do a personalised song for your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Oh, God.
And it's brilliant. Would you like to hear one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They've got a few examples on their website, and this is for someone's boyfriend. Have a listen.
The stars are bright, the world is right, now that Lee is here.
Lee? Now that Lee is here, right, before all the Lees text in, obviously there's nothing wrong with the name Lee, it's a brilliant name, but it's not a name that you hear in a lot of songs, is it, Lee?
Well, that's what makes it more personal.
Name me another song that mentions Lee.
I can't off the top of my head.
There's none, is there? None. There's never been one.
No, I don't.
It just doesn't lend itself, does it, to songs?
Mm.
But this company, they will sing any name you want. So you can woo them without having to, you know, sing or play guitar yourself.
Right. So they just put a name into a song.
Well, that's the thing. I'll get to that bit in a minute.
Right.
All you have to do is you fill in a form saying where you met and what you think of them and what kind of relationship you have with them, and then they do the rest.
Right.
Pretty good. And they kind of incorporate it into the song. It's really clever. Would you like to hear a little bit more of Now That Lee Is Here?
Yes.
Right, okay. Obviously, they filled in the form about where they met, if you listen to this carefully.
When I met him at art school. It was plain to see.
Obviously, but put on the form, where did you meet? At school.
At my prayers.
He's not.
And every time I look in his clear blue eyes, the stars are bright, the world is right.
I love you, Lee.
Now that Lee is here.
Presumably now that Lee is here.
You have to put eye colour on the form as well, because they knew that he had blue eyes.
Yeah, you do have to, that is one of the things you have to put on.
How could you forget that Tenacious D have a song called Lee?
Oh, yeah, they do, don't they?
Come on.
Okay, that's one then. Valerie Lee doesn't count.
Right. JCB song mentions Bruce Lee.
That's not the same.
Well, it's the word Lee.
I'll let you have Tenacious D. I'm not... No.
Right. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Would you like to hear one where they met on a bus? You want to hear that one?
Yeah, please.
They will sing anything. Just fill in the form. When I met her in the chip shop. Anything.
Killing me softly.
Killing me. Yeah. Is that romantic or creepy, do you think?
It's just a bit sad.
Imagine being Lee. I think it's creepy. There's another one called When Rachel Speaks. Would you like to hear that?
I'm not sure that I do, really.
And when Rachel
speaks. Oh, Chris, play record! When Rachel Speaks. Oh, I'm from Kidderminster!
And when Rachel speaks, I love you.
In the Sound of Music, name all the children of the Von Trapp family.
Every single day we can spend together.
Okay, now, imagine that you're called Harry, okay?
Okay.
Maybe it's a new relationship, and there's a bit on the form where they ask your hobbies, right? Yeah. But I don't think that they've been going out for very long. So she's put this on, and it's ended up in the song because she doesn't really know his actual hobbies. I get so happy in the presence of Harry. We go together just like peaches and cream. I never tire of the presence of Harry. We make the perfect team. Right.
Right.
Okay, would you like to hear the hobbies bit?
I would now, yeah.
Okay, good. When he's drinking wine, he's he doesn't know what his hobbies are, so she's put drinking wine down, and it's ended up in the song.
This is definitely for somebody called Harry.
This is for Harry, yeah.
Right, okay.
I think it's creepy, ain't romantic at all. They're trying to be romantic, but it's horrible.
He's like a curious puzzle, is Harry. Did she put that down as well?
Yeah.
Or is that just their standard lyric?
What is Harry like? A curious puzzle. Of course, I have put my order in to do one about you.
Have you?
Well, of course I have.
Right.
Chappers doesn't scam very well at all, I tell you. I've seen the lyrics, and it's quite special.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hey. Hello. Hi, Scott. It's Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you?
In Scotland, in Edinburgh.
Okay. How can I help you?
I went out with this guy for about... It would be about 2.5 years we went out.
Yeah.
And then about 3 months ago just, he sent me one of them songs at work over email.
What, off that website?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be something really nice, so I just put it on and let everyone in my office hear it.
Well, before like, listening to it, you put it on the speakers, yeah, in the office? Why did you do that?
No. Because it just said something from my girlfriend, and I was like, oh, it'll be something really nice. Like, I didn't think it'd been him bad.
So you thought he made you a song himself, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I put it on, everything. There's sort of 20-odd people in my office. And I put it on and it started singing, and I couldn't believe it. How right. The first time he saw me in the swimming pool, playing with the inflatable ball.
And it said that in the song?
Yeah, and going down the slide.
Okay. I have no sympathy for you for putting that on in an office.
No, but I didn't think it would have been that bad.
Yeah. You were wrong. So it talks about how you met and your eyes met in across a swimming pool and mm-hmm. on
as
the water slide.
As you were going down the slide with an inflatable ball.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's really romantic, isn't it? No.
Yeah, nice. But no, I got home and I phoned him and ended up arguing with him on the phone, and that was it. I've never spoke to him since.
Oh.
Unofficial Mills, the Scott Mills fan site.